Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to continue our series on parenting tips for all 12 signs of the zodiac by looking at Capricorn. So if you have children that are Capricorn Sun, Capricorn Moon, Capricorn Rising, or you want to visit the Capricorn child within yourself because you have one of those placements, you'll probably enjoy this episode. We've gone through all the signs up to Capricorn, and what we do in each of these videos is we look at five parenting tips that you can use for your kids if they have one of these placements. But broadly speaking, I've seen a lot of people saying, this is helpful for me as a Capricorn. I mean, in a way, we're always parenting an inner child. And so that's part of life. And I mean, I would say that, you know, it could sound like a cliche, like your inner child or something like that. But it's true, because most of us are still dealing with the way that we were raised and the ramifications that it's had on our behavior, and how we were raised may have interacted very positively with those core archetypal traits of our sun, moon, or rising sign, or it may have not interacted very well with them at all. And a lot of that has to do with the kind of astrological karmic environment that was around us. And the series is not so much about trying to, you know, blame parents or make sure that we get it right and don't mess up our kids, as much as it is about understanding archetypes so that we can understand ourselves, so that we can understand what we need. And if you're a parent and you have a child that has these placements, what your kids might need. I am not a parenting guru or a parenting expert. I have two kids. I guess that qualifies me to talk about parenting. But aside from that, I think that my experience over 13 years of professional practice and working with people who have kids really informs this talk as much as being a parent myself. So anyway, today we're going to look at some tips for Capricorns. Before we get into it, as always, don't forget, like and subscribe, share your comments, click the notification bell for updates. If you want to know when I'm going live, you can find a transcript of today's talk on the website, which is nightlightastrology.com. And you have just 1 week left to sign up for the upcoming class, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic. If you go into the courses page to the first year course, scroll down, you can learn more about our new class, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, a one-year course in ancient astrology teaching that will teach you or prepare you to read natal charts for other people, or just help you deepen your love of astrology and your ability to read your own chart or those close to you. The program begins on June 11th. There are 30 classes on the year. They're all held via live webinar, but everything is recorded and contained on a class website. All of the material for the course can be done at your own pace, on your own time, on your own schedule, or you can attend live and be part of the live classroom experience, either way. We also have 12 guest lectures outside of those 30 lessons on the year. We also have an interactive group forum discussion staffed with tutors, so you can always ask questions, get them answered within a day. We have breakout study sessions in between our major units of study throughout the class, so you can always go in and get some tutoring help if you need it as well. There's tons of bonus material, lots of suggested reading, and optional quizzes and things to help you memorize, dignities and things like that. So it's a great class. We also infuse the class with a kind of modern archetypal sensibility, so we're ultimately learning both a kind of psychological archetypal approach as well as an ancient or traditional one. And both, when you put them together, are amazing. The ancient practice gives you tools that are really amazing when it comes to prediction and understanding karmic patterns in the life of an individual, their fate or destiny, and being able to predict really accurately. Whereas modern psychological astrology is very good at unpacking the nature and meaning-making process of being alive through the archetypes and their signatures in the chart as well. So we want to put both together, and that's what this program aims to do. You will find at the bottom of the page the options for sign up. You'll find the early bird payment saves you $500 off. I have allowed the big circle to be present here today. There's a 12-month payment plan. You can spread the tuition out over 12 months, or there is need-based tuition assistance. We do have a few of those spots still left. So check out the need-based tuition option. If you want to take one of my classes but can't afford it for whatever reason, your life situation has you in a place, your budget has you in a place where you just can't make the full price, we're glad to work with you. We want to make sure that everyone is always, that the classes are accessible and that anyone from any walk of life can really take the class if they have a genuine interest. So that is it for announcements. Now let's get into talking about Capricorn kids. So there are five parenting tips that I have for Capricorn kids. Now, as someone with a Capricorn moon, I feel like this one was personal and very easy for me to understand. I work really well when I'm talking to parents who have Capricorn kids because I just get it. I get the light and dark side of it. You know, there is that light and dark side for all 12 signs. This one's going to be a little provocative because I'm going to go right for a lot of people like to hate on Capricorns. That Capricorn somehow, like, for example, I've heard it more times than I can count that Capricorn is somehow emblematic of the patriarchy, you know, and where that word is uttered, there's usually, you know, there's some anger, right? There's frustration with the way that the world has unfolded, with the structures that have been allowed to dictate the way that things go and so forth. I want to start by saying that in order to understand Capricorn, you have to let go of that association. Consider this. This is a feminine sign and it is an earth sign. And although the combination of Mars and Saturn as the rulers of this sign, Saturn the domicile ruler, Mars the exaltation ruler, can certainly point to some of the ruthless, domineering, success and ambition-oriented qualities that modern civilization, with all of its, you know, in its most effed up senses, can embody, really, that's just one little part of Capricorn. And I want to sort of advocate for Capricorn because when a stereotype takes over a sign, it's hurtful. And it's hurtful for all of us because we're robbing ourselves of imaginal and archetypal depth, and life is better, just fundamentally better, more meaningful, more interesting, more curious, more... The pain is somehow more valuable when we understand the depths of things. So when you hear people associating Saturn with all of the problems of the world and, you know, really hating on Saturn or Capricorn and just giving these blanket statements, you know that you're not in the company of someone who's seeing the sign from the space of real depth. And I just want to put that out there first, because the same could be said for people who come up with stereotypes about Scorpio or Virgo or Leo or whatever. So on that note, the first tip that I have is to support conservative qualities. Now I want to show you something that I looked up. So I looked up the etymology of conservative, and I thought that it was interesting that it says tending to preserve or protect, preservative, having the power to keep whole or safe, to keep, preserve, keep intact, or to guard, to keep watch, or to maintain what is established, right? And then you have, so it's really important because when we hear the word conservative, we tend to think about political orientations or religious orientations. And we tend to think, well, you know, generally speaking, being conservative is not such a popular thing. To be liberal or to be open-minded or to be progressive or to be future-oriented or to think in terms of what's possible and don't protect things in the past, but think about new possibilities in the future. These are hallmarks of modernity. Modernity. So when we live in a world that when you hear the word conservative, there's not a lot of hospitality towards it. There's a lot of suspicion toward that word. But one of the things that is fantastic about the sign of Capricorn is the way in which it will protect and conserve things. It will protect and conserve, keep intact, or guard things that have value and meaning and worth. Now that looks different for every soul. So to have conservative qualities does not mean that we are necessarily politically or religiously conservative. And it doesn't mean that you're closed or narrow-minded about the future or about new or different ways of doing things. It simply means that there is a tendency to want to protect, to keep watch over, to guard, to keep intact, to keep whole, something that feels like this is sacred and precious and worth keeping around. So this is a sign that in some ways, as it embodies conservative qualities, embodies a spirit of protecting and guarding things that have value that you do not want to see destroyed. Capricorns will when they when Capricorn finds something of value or an activity or a hobby or a subject or a person that it loves, that it finds value in, it will do everything it can to keep and maintain that thing, to preserve it and protect it. And that is one of the most overlooked parts about Capricorn, is that Capricorns are safeguarders of things that they don't want to see thrown out, discarded, chucked away, etc. Now, for some Capricorns, that may mean that tradition or traditional values from the past or religious values passed down in the form of doctrines over thousands of years are to be safeguarded, preserved, or protected. But it's not that simple, right? I think this is fun. I'm wearing a Grateful Dead shirt today that I got after my wife and I decided to go to a Grateful Dead concert this summer. I've been getting into the Grateful Dead with her, which is like one of her favorite bands, and I've been learning more about them. And we're going to a concert. And we're like, well, we want to get a couple of Grateful Dead t-shirts when we go to the concert. So I got this one for us, which is The Bears Are Gardening. Kind of perfect since we've been doing a lot of gardening lately. But here's the thing, is that when my wife describes for me the whole world of the Grateful Dead, that so much of what was going on in that community of deadheads was protecting and preserving something that had worth, an experience musically that was profound and important to the people who followed it. Now, I think that itself is super important. There are two signs that have a lot to say about preserving and protecting things. The other one is Cancer, the opposite sign. So I was not surprised to find that Jerry Garcia was born with a bunch of planets in Cancer. Now, I say that not so much because this is a video about Cancer, but because this axis, Cancer and Capricorn, have a lot to do with safeguarding and protecting things. Now, Cancer's way of protecting is usually through a kind of gentle, sweet, devoted, maternal, protective quality. Capricorn is more like the structures and the physical, earthy things that we move around to safeguard. For example, if you want to protect the legacy of great rock and roll, you build something like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. If you've ever been there, it's a really interesting place. So in Capricorn, it's a little bit more like you're looking for a way to build something that structurally will support and preserve what is meant to be maintained and protected. For example, when you look at the Cancer Capricorn axis, you also think about the family as Cancerian, and you think about sometimes the structure of the home, the traditions of the family, whether that's playing Uno after dinner, something we like to do in our house, or that's family mealtime or family vacation. I mean, whatever people do to, there are rituals and structures and traditions that help keep things intact. And Capricorn is a builder of those things and a lover of those things. And those are conservative qualities to have to hold and protect with structures. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, what you want to protect, if it's, I don't know, white supremacy, well, then you've got a problem. You know what I mean? If it's that you want to protect us from ever growing or changing and evolving as people and just cling to the past, then okay, you have a problem. Those are shadows, though. That's not what Capricorn is about at the heart of what it is. For example, for me as a Capricorn moon growing up, one of the things that I loved to do was develop practices, all different kinds of structures to maintain and safeguard the things that I loved. For example, I loved to read and I loved to write. Those were things that I found great joy in. And so I built little structures in my life to always support the ongoing love and connection to those things. Now, remember, I have a Cancer Sun. So Cancer Sun, Capricorn. So I have a little bit of both. But I always think it was interesting that I had all these devotional things that I like to nurture and take care of. But then I also had always built structures to kind of safeguard and conserve those things that I loved and took care of. So that's the Cancer Capricorn axis. support the conservative, the conserving, energetic, conserving, we'll call it that, conserving qualities that your children may have. There's nothing wrong with it. Just because they're doing that doesn't make them conservative in some pejorative sense. Number two, support dark, cynical moodiness. This might sound weird. This is the sea goat. This is a sign of Saturn. It's an earthy sign of Saturn. And one of the best parts about this sign, it comes during this, you know, the basic return of the light from within the darkest time of year. And Saturn was the dimmest, most distant planet associated with melancholy. This is, there's something about hardness, about distance and remoteness, about alien or alienation, about somber, melancholic vibrations that live in this sign. But the thing is that the world tends to judge those things. Oh, you're not happy or something like that. But for Capricorn, often these exact dark, cynical, moody, angsty qualities associated mostly with Saturn, a bit edgy too with Mars, these qualities are like... they're a trusted friend. Let me put it that way. Like, there's a great character, and I believe it's Jason Bateman. Yeah, Jason Bateman plays a character in the show Ozark. Well, basically all of his characters, if we could put it that way. All of his characters are very Capricornian. He has the sun in Capricorn in his chart. Now, he also has like Mars and Scorpio and some other interesting placements that I think go along with to describe his some of his characters. But actors often play characters that are emblematic of their birth charts. And when there's major traits in those, like if you see Robin Williams, like, you know, it's Robin Williams because it's Robin Williams, you know? So the way that people act in movies will embody their archetypal configurations in the birth chart. Jason Bateman's a great example of a Capricorn because he has this kind of harsh, bottom-lined, cynical, moody, sarcastic quality. And it's a little devil-like. It's sort of a little devilish. But why is he so popular? Because a lot of people find that refreshing, relieving, relaxing, enjoyable, and funny. Because some of us walk around the world with a program that just allows us to see the dark, the death, the remote, the absurdity of life. And your Capricorn kids, if they have those themes, don't try to fix them, you know? Now, if they're becoming self-destructive in some way, then okay, but don't try to fix those things. We need a little bit of like devilish humor, and we need like the dark nature spirits and sprites, and we need all the little creatures of the night, right? To have their say, to look at the world through the lens of darkness and the intermingling of shadows and light, and to see the connected things between dark and light, good and evil, that a lot of people don't see, to find humor in it, to find irony in it, to have a little bit of a twisted sense of humor. The way you look at the world is just a little dark, but that keeps it real. You know, there's something very folky and earthy about that dark, cynical, moody quality. People will say Capricorns, they're closed down to emotions. Right? Well, it depends on what you define as emotional. And Capricorn is not a sign that is void of emotion. It's a sign whose emotions run very deep and slow, like deep, slow waters. It's the sea goat that climbs out of the ocean, right? So this is a spirit in Capricorn that's actually very moody and emotional, as was Saturn. Saturn was the ruler of Capricorn and the planet associated with melancholy. So just don't forget that. All right. Support angsty realism. Same kind of vibe. Capricorns will have a way of looking at things and you'll go, oh, that's just like not very forgiving, or it's so hard. You don't want your kids to become bottom line, Machiavellian, ungraceful, unimaginative, too literal, too sort of seeing things in an overly linear way, which could be a shadow. But when your kids have kind of a wicked bottom line way of seeing things, laugh, affirm, that's smart. Introduce other possibilities so that rigidity doesn't set in, but always acknowledge that kind of bottom line angsty realism, because for Capricorn, sharing in that with other people is like drawing water from a deep, dark well. And there are magical sea creatures that live in that well that come up to the earth. And so just don't be too hard on Capricorns, ironically, because they're more sensitive than you'd think. Number four is support self-care. One thing that's a definite shadow for Capricorn is the tendency to keep plowing ahead in order to get things done, or out of being overly like workaholic or overly ambitious, or just kind of ruthlessly determined, sort of steely, again, Machiavellian. This can all be the under, like, you know, Capricorns can have a little bit of that devil card. It's like the feeling of getting just driven, you know, by something, obsessed. Capricorn being very obsessive about getting things done, or getting, climbing a mountain, accomplishing something, or becoming very successful, and they become kind of ruthless about it. The thing that tends to get neglected is self-care. And where there is true, real self-care, there is usually a need to step away from that plowing forward and that ruthless determination. So number four, support self-care. Number five, support emotional intelligence. Capricorns, again, are not unemotional. That is, when people say Capricorns are unemotional, I want you to repeat what I'm saying. That is not true. And then you can tell people all about what you know about Capricorn. And here's something that you have to remember, is that Capricorn, as the sign of Saturn, was, again, associated with melancholy. Melancholy is one of the most emotional kinds of temperaments that there is. It's emotional. It can get kind of stuck and narrow and rigid about the way that it sees the world, and that can sometimes be a little dark. But you, just because things are like sort of dark and earthy and a little bit like dense and thick and heavy, emotionally speaking, does not mean that it is not intelligent. Now, the main thing when we say support emotional intelligence is to support, how are you feeling right now? What do you need in this moment? Where are you at? How can you locate yourself in your feelings, in your body? Easy to dissociate from with a planet like Saturn ruling. Melancholy can be extremely dissociative. So how do I feel? Letting the wisdom of the body come in. Because remember, the moon that rules the body is in its detriment in this sign. One of the things I've had to learn throughout my life over and over and over again is, how do you feel in your body right now? What, you know, what is your body telling you to do? When I was young and I had a bit of depression, that was when I was susceptible to addictive tendencies and had to eventually pull myself out of an opiate addiction, which I've talked to you guys about many times before. I look back at that and I think that the problem wasn't that I was lacking emotion. It was that I would get fixated and sort of too narrow with the emotion. And often that's because of a lack of connection. Sometimes a connection to others, where you need to share in intimacy and vulnerability. But also it was started with not being emotionally connected to my own needs. If you turn the cynicism toward yourself, then you're going to be harsh. You're going to be too hard on yourself. Like, you know, well, I need a bath, you know, well, you know, like, what are you, you know, are you going to put some bubble bath in there too and feel real sorry for yourself? Capricorn's more likely to speak like that to itself, so to speak, because it has that kind of angsty, dark realism. It's suspicious about selfishness. Like, Capricorn is, in many ways, like such a driven, practical sign. It's like, do what's necessary, kind of like bite a stick and get through it. But, and that is really useful in terms of not indulging in, like, you know, a lot of some Capricorn, anyone can be narcissistic, but, you know, it's not a sign that's like super narcissistic. It tends to be more self-effacing. And so listening, what does my body need? What is my body telling me? That's often harder for Capricorns and far more important when it comes to not letting the negative, dark, melancholic state eat away internally, cut you off from other people and so forth. So, you know, with your kids, it's like support them getting to know their needs, the softer underbelly, the soft, you know, oftentimes Capricorn kids have to grow up quickly for one reason or another. There's a feeling of having to be more mature and disciplined and ready for the world than you should be at an early age. That's a pretty common thing to happen with Capricorn karma. But sometimes we have to go back and say, there's a little kid in there that needs a hug. There's a little kid that needs time and tenderness. How do, you know, kind of almost like thinking about cancer a little bit. So how do we bring in that emotional, caring, gentle, sensitive mindfulness? That is a huge ally to Capricorns. And when Capricorns have that, they're not only among the most effective, but they're also among the most caring signs. They'll do anything. They'll work really hard. They also know how to take care of themselves and connect with others. You have an amazing soul. You have a person that will be of tremendous value and support in your life, and you'll have someone who is strong and capable and also self-loving. So these are my thoughts about Capricorn. I hope that they are useful for you as parents or just listening and thinking about your own inner child, so to speak. All right, that's it for today. We will see you again tomorrow. Bye, everyone.